Today's podcast is brought to you by Howie's VIP Studio Visit. The Captain will be back starting the first week of May. To order your tickets before they are all sold out, go to HowieCarshow.com and click on the VIP tab. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
The American Jobs Plan is about a generational investment. It's going to create 19 million jobs.
So it doesn't, as you said last Sunday, create 19 million jobs. Again, Secretary Buttigieg, why mislead folks?
It's part of a scenario that Moody's says will create 19 million jobs.
Yeah, that's your dream scenario.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
What's happening in Michigan today could be what's happening in other states tomorrow. And so it's on all of us to recognize we can squash where we're seeing hot spots. It's in everyone's best interest.
The answer to that is to really close things down, to go back to our basics, to go back to where we were last spring, last summer, and to shut things down.
Could be 1 month, could be 2 months, 3 months, could be 4 months.
I see that happening. Yes.
8 months. That's a realistic timeline.
When will this nightmare end?
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Jack Posobiec, he does investigative reporting online. He's pretty good, actually. He says that he has now gotten a copy of the arrest warrant for Dante Watson, who was slain yesterday in a case of Dante Wright, excuse me. Who was slain today yesterday in a case of the officer using the wrong weapon in a place called Brooklyn Center, Minnesota, and it appears that this guy the arrest warrant was not for jaywalking or anything like that. It was for carrying a weapon that he did not have registered, and also for attempting to elude police arrest when he was caught. Taylor's got the actual arrest warrant and what's in it, and the probable cause they listed to obtain the arrest warrant against this guy who's now dead. You got it there, Taylor?
Yeah. So on, let's see, the warrant was issued on April 2nd. Defendant failed to appear on April 2nd for a Zoom hearing. I guess he didn't have the proper...
One of those Zoom hearings.
He didn't have the proper infrastructure to attend, but he was able to post plenty of pictures online, so we've seen.
Right, he sure was.
The statement of probable cause says that on June 30th, 2020, officers Boldo and Deppes, Minneapolis police, responded to a person with a gun at a certain address in Minneapolis. Caller indicated that a light, complex 17-year-old black male wearing black shirt and shorts and white shoes was waving a black handgun. By the way, waving in this statement of probable cause is spelled W-A-I-V-I-N-G.
You don't expect to have stuff like that spelled correctly, though, do you?
When you're in a hurry and trying to issue a warrant, yeah, I can understand. The male then got into a white Toyota Camry occupied by four people with a driver wearing a red shirt. Officers located the car nearby with a person, defendant herein, Dante Demetrius Wright, spelling D-A-U-N-T, matching the person with the gun's description sitting in the back seat. Once out of the vehicle, defendant took off running with officers in pursuit and managed to evade officers. Officers at the scene positively identified defendant from prior interactions. A loaded Ruger 45 caliber handgun matching caller's description was found on the floor of the vehicle where the defendant had been sitting. Another occupant of the vehicle verified it was defendant's gun. Defendant does not have a permit to carry a firearm.
He's 17. I doubt that Minnesota has less stringent regulations or laws than Massachusetts does. So he... You know, and again, he shouldn't be dead. The officer meant to tase him, and I think that's legit. But you know, certain elements in the community are just using this as an excuse to have looting and rioting going on. And I dare say that the looting and rioting will resume after sunset tonight. All right, 844-500-4242. I want to read you a little bit about this. We had a lot of people want to talk about the California teacher and how obnoxious she is and telling people. It's like you're not supposed to advocate for your own children. I thought that's what a parent was supposed to do, but not with this woman. She just She went to educational school, you know, so she must be very, very intelligent. She must know a lot. And the thing is, you can talk back to your doctor, can't you? Can't you? People talk back to their doctors all the damn time.
Isn't that a second opinion?
Exactly. That's what a second opinion is. I don't like what you're saying. I don't believe you're right. I'm going to get a second opinion. Anyway, this woman's name that founded Black Lives Matter, was one of the co-founders, Patrice Kahn Cullors. She purchased a $1.4 million home last month in Topanga Canyon, a secluded area of Los Angeles, the city, whose population is reportedly less than 2% black, actually 1.4% black. And Jason Whitlock, an African-American sports journalist, who you see him sometimes on Tucker Carlson's show. I think he used to work for ESPN, didn't he, one of those woke channels. Whitlock tweeted about the controversy last week, writing, Black Lives Matter founder buys $1.4 million home in Topanga Canyon, which has a black population of 1.4%. She's with her people. And then he reposted the story out of The Dirt, which is a celebrity property, real estate property blog. Twitter deleted his post and locked his account for, quote, violating our rules against posting private information. Amazing, huh? So, but this isn't the only place she's got. Let's go over the list. The New York Post led the paper with it yesterday. She has snagged four high-end homes for $3.2 million in the U.S. alone. She has also eyed property in the Bahamas at an ultra-exclusive resort where Justin Timberlake and Tiger Woods both have homes. It's the Albany Resort outside Nassau. Most of the homes in there are valued at between $5 million and $20 million. The self-identified Marxist last month bought the $1.4 million house on a secluded road near Malibu, California. 2,370 square feet. Features soaring ceilings, skylights, and plenty of windows. Ah, that's nice. It includes the estate includes two houses on a quarter acre. It's just one of three homes that Kahn Cullors owns in the L.A. area. Last year, Kahn Cullors and her spouse, Janaya Kahn, ventured to Georgia to acquire a fourth home, a custom ranch on 3.2 rural acres in Conyers, featuring a private airplane hangar with a studio apartment above it. I guess that's the pilot's apartment. Sometimes they call it the in-laws apartment. This would be the pilot's apartment. And the use of a 2,500 foot paved grass community runway that can accommodate small airplanes. That three-bedroom, two-bath house about 30 minutes from Atlanta also has an indoor swimming pool and a separate RV shop that can accommodate the repair of a mobile home or a small aircraft. That was purchased in January of last year for $415,000. In October, you know, after the George Floyd riots, the activist signed a multi-platform deal with Warner Brothers Television Group to help people produce content for, quote, black voices who have been historically marginalized, she said in a statement. Seems to me she's a public figure if she's issuing statements about this big, huge contract she got from Warner Brothers Television Group. The year she began Black Lives Matter, she bought a three-bedroom, one-and-a-half-bathroom house in Inglewood for $510,000. It is now valued at nearly $800,000. 2 years later, in 2018, Kahn Cullors bought a four-bedroom house in South L.A., a multi-ethnic community. Kahn Cullors paid $590,000 for that 1,725-foot square home, but the price has since climbed to $720,000. Last year, Kahn Cullors and her husband, that Janan Kahn, were spotted in the Bahamas looking for a unit at the Albany. A real estate source who did not want to be identified told the Post. The Albany is an elite enclave laid out on 600 oceanside acres featuring a private marina and designer golf course. Current homes for sale include a nearly 8,000-square-foot six-bedroom townhouse with a media room and marina views. People who buy at the Albany are looking for their fourth or their fifth homes. Well, she would fit in. She's got three homes, so she's looking for a fourth home. So she doesn't have quite as much money as Tiger Woods or Justin Timberlake.
Has Stacey Abrams been reached for comment on this?
603 says, is this woman going to be charged with impersonating a U.S. senator, namely Bernie Sanders? Another professed socialist with multiple homes. In February, the BLM nonprofit founded by this woman, Patrice Concolors, told the AP that it took in $90 million in 2020. $90 million with $21.7 million committed to grant funding and helping 30 black-led groups across the community. And I told you one of the groups in Ferguson, Missouri, got $500 out of this. 844-500-4242. That's the toll free number of the Howie Carr Show. This is just really something. We can talk about this, or we can talk about the teacher in California. And how angry she is about being asked to go back to work by the parents, i.e. the people she works for. All my energy is thanks to Balance 7. Balance 7 is a clear mineral liquid you take three times a day to break down the acid in your body. You feel better, and I personally sleep better. It also reduces acid reflux and heartburn. Often I'm asked to try products and can be very skeptical of claims. But with Balance 7, it was all 100% true. With Balance 7, I don't feel my energy starting to flag as the day wears on. By allowing me to sleep better at night, I have more mental clarity during the day. Balance 7 is a highly alkalizing concentrate. That means it reduces the acids that have built up in your body over time. All you do is drink a small shot of the liquid three times a day, and you will feel the difference. Balance 7 is made of safe, all-natural ingredients. If you suffer from heartburn, acid reflux, or sleep issues, give Balance 7 a try.
Howie, we had some people over the house yesterday, and against everyone's better judgment, we ordered from a local pizza place, and the pizza was very, very greasy. I don't handle grease well anymore, more than I used to. So this morning I wasn't feeling too great, came in to work, and thankfully we have a gallon of Balance 7 in the fridge here. So I took a shot, and I'm feeling much better now.
It really is good. It's hard to explain, but it just makes you feel better. It's a really, really good product, Balance 7. It's made in America and has sold over 6 million units worldwide. Order your one-month supply at balance7.com. Use code word HOWIEFREE to save $10 and get free shipping. Be one of the first 50 to purchase Balance 7 and receive smooth skin, an exfoliant and deep cleansing skin conditioner valued at $13.99 for free. Order now and receive $10 off a 30-day supply, free shipping, and a chance to receive smooth skin conditioner, all at no charge. All by using my code word HOWIEFREE. That's HOWIEFREE. I'm Howie Carr.
Want more Howie? Click the Howie Cam on HowieCarshow.com. There's no silencing him. They've tried.
You're not going to intimidate me. I'm entitled to my opinion.
Howie Carr.
Put your car and home insurance to the test with GABI. They literally stand for Get a Better Insurance, G-A-B-I, Get a Better Insurance. That means a better price for the same coverage. GABI customers save $961 per year on average. There are no obligations. Just go to GABI.com/Howie and probably save yourself some money. GABI.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Will Chief Tim Gannon be forced to resign for calling peaceful protests riots?
Well, the reporters wanted him to call them peaceful protests, but they were obviously riots, both at the strip shopping area, which was totally devastated, and also at the strip mall, or at City Hall, I should say. Excuse me, City Hall. So I'm going to say no, he's not going to be fired. He'll have a lot of problems, though. He'll be attacked big time tonight on MSNBC and CNN.
52% say he will be forced to resign.
Okay, it's a tough call, though. You know, I mean, the fact that he's speaking the truth is not a protection. They used to say truth is the absolute defense when you were taking a libel course in journalism school, probably in law school too. But truth is not even the second or third defense now. Definitely not. 844-500-4242. So again, it's unfortunate that this guy Dante Wilson is dead. Dante Wright. I gotta write that one down. Dante Wright. But you know, it's not like this is the only person who's been killed in a police shooting in the past few days. How about this one? Grizzly video shows New Mexico's cop shooting during traffic stop.
Oh, I did see this one.
This was horrible.
It was.
This was a guy. He was a state police officer, Darian Jarrett. He stopped this guy, and he's got the dash cam running, and he goes up. This guy's a drug dealer. His name is Omar Felix Cueva, and he admits there's a fire. He's a drug dealer with a long, long record, and he was going somewhere to make another drug deal, okay? And so when the guy says, why don't you come back to the car, he pulls the gun out of the car and shoots him in the head. He pulls an AR-15-style rifle out of the head. And the killer led New Mexico cops on a 40-mile high-speed chase before he was killed in a shootout with police. State police said Cueva had a violent criminal history and was en route to a drug deal. And this happened last month, but they just released the video over the weekend. Here's another story you're not going to be hearing too much about tonight on the network newscast. This is from this morning. Three Metro Atlanta police officers were injured Monday morning after a police chase entered Carroll County and a passenger fired multiple rounds with a rifle. Two police were shot and a third crashed into a utility pole after taking gunfire during the chase. The sheriff of Carroll County, Terry Langley, said during a news conference, one suspect was killed by police and a second was taken into custody. You want another story you're not going to hear anything about tonight? This one's from Iowa. This was over the weekend on Friday. Iowa State Police Sergeant Jim Smith was killed during a standoff on Friday. This was in Grundy County. The person who's been arrested was the Democrat Grundy County candidate for sheriff last fall. His name was Michael Lang. He only got 22% of the vote, and he's a drunk. Lang has an extensive record of run-ins with law enforcement with a frequent common denominator, alcohol. So he's a Democrat candidate. Court records reveal multiple public intoxication charges and a second offense OUI conviction. He was also accused of a second-degree burglary. In 1999, a charge later dropped. His most recent charge came on April 1st, April Fool's Day, 2 weeks ago, when he was accused of trespassing at a Grundy Center bar. And now he killed a state police sergeant during this worthy Democrat. You think if it had been a Republican who had a drinking record like this and lost a race in a landslide, do you think this would be somewhat of a bigger story than just local news in Iowa? You think it might be somewhat national? I mean, I know the guy is the killer is white, so he has white privilege, I guess. So that kind of pushes it down on the scale of where the story is going to appear. But I think it would get a little more play if it were just a Republican rather than a Democrat candidate. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. Breaking news. Multiple gunshot victims at Tennessee high school shooting. This is in Knoxville, Tennessee. The Austin East Magnet School. This afternoon, a police officer has been shot, according to the Knoxville Police Department. Multiple agencies involved, multiple gunshot victims, et cetera, et cetera. Please avoid the area. And that's all we got so far. 844-500-4242. Time now for Hate Mail Monday.
It's time for Howie Carr's Hate Mail Monday. Let the heat flow through you.
All right, at this time every Monday, Grace reads all the fan mail that's come in for me and her and Taylor and everybody else at the show. And it's granted, it's a large volume that comes in through the emails, through tweets, through actually we still get snail mail attacking us, and then of course the message boards on the newspaper that Grace and I write for, the Boston Herald. It comes in everywhere.
There's a surge of love coming in.
But the one thing that all of it has is this undying affection for me and Grace and Taylor.
Yes. That's one way to put it, for sure. Yes, guys, it is time for Hate Mail Monday. Like Howie said, I go through all of the best hate of the week, and it is brought to you by Piantedosi Baking Company, celebrating over 100 years of baking excellence since 1916. All right, Howie, we are going to start off strong with a little bit of hate for someone who doesn't get a lot of hate. Taylor Cormier, cut one.
This message is for Mr. Cormier. Mr. Cormier, this is Mr. Johnson calling from the Tesla Corporation. Your 2021 Tesla is ready for delivery. I just wanted to confirm you had requested a pre-installed 2024 Biden-Harris bumper sticker. If that was not your intention, please call us, 1-800-MOONBAT.
I'm sorry, I missed that number. What was it? Moonbat?
Are you a secret Kamala Joe fan?
No. I was just looking at the... I cannot... let me say this outright so my salary's not affected. I cannot afford a Tesla, okay? But I was interested to see...
You were remarking that they seem more reasonably priced than you would thought they were.
Were they not more reasonably priced than you thought they were, Howie?
Do you think I would ever go to the
That was
website?
My question. That was not my question.
We redirect the witness to answer the
yes.
question.
I was, because they, look, I drive, I'm not saying this to get any sympathy. I don't mind my commute, but I drive, I put 500 miles a week on my car driving to work. And with gas prices going the way they're going, I'm looking to save some money in the long run. So I was looking for the most economic vehicle out
there.
Are
you making a pitch right now to Elon Musk? You think he's going to send you something in the mail?
If Elon wants to sponsor a segment on the show or become a sponsor of the Howie Carr Show or the Grace Curley Show, and
I'd be down for that. I like Elon, but I like my Toyota, so I'm good from the Tesla point of view. Now, let's get to a little bit of news as far as Florida goes. Howie, you were tweeting, you actually were nice enough to tweet out a piece I had in Spectator about Ron DeSantis, and somehow that ended up getting you a lot of hate. This person wrote back to your tweet, DeSantis took bribes in exchange for favorable vaccination access for the wealthy at the expense
really?
Of poor Floridians.
Where is his evidence of that? I mean, if he has that kind of evidence, he should take it to the main justice. Forget about the U.S. attorneys in Florida. Just take it to main justice. They'd love to take him out.
Well, his evidence is that 60 Minutes piece. What more do you need? Sharon Alfonsi laid it all out.
Did you see she had a response to that last night? She said, you know, a lot of people didn't like it, but we got some accolades from other people, including a former newsman. And I'm thinking to myself, who, Dan Rather?
Yeah, he was like,
Or Mike Barnacle? Or Kevin Cullen? I mean, give me a break.
He was thinking it was fake, but it was accurate, man. Maybe it was Brian Williams.
That's right. There's so many at MSNBC, you don't even know where to begin.
Or Howie, you know who it could be? Well, no, I guess she said a former newsman, right? Because I was thinking Katie Couric, because she used to be on 60 Minutes at one point. She was a contributor, and she's famous for cutting up that interview with the NRA people.
Yeah.
So she knows how to dice and slice the videos.
You know, the thing is, though, Grace, I said this last week, when you dice and slice an interview, it really helps if you have the only camera in the room.
I know.
If you're going to get busted if there are multiple cameras, and she did that at a press conference.
I know. That was what I was thinking the same thing, Howie, because remember right before the election, Trump did an interview with Leslie Stahl on 60 Minutes, and they secretly recorded their own version, which I understand that 60 right. Minutes was kind of thrown off.
Yeah, they've
by
been
that.
Doing. People have been doing that since the 1970s.
But you have to be a little bit more sneaky about it for them not to figure it out. But for them to think, oh, we're at this big public garage, basically this open venue where there's tens of other reporters, and we can just cut this up after. It's bold, to put it nicely. It's a bold move.
But you know what? There's no payback. Dan Rather, in spite of being there for, 100 years and being the CBS Evening News anchor back when it meant something, he still got fired, basically. You know?
Yeah.
Nothing happened to this woman for basically the same thing, making up a story.
Yeah, and then they try to spin it. Well, what we really meant, what we were saying was, our point was, it's like, no, you were lying. You were lying and you got caught. And there should be consequences for getting caught. All right, now let's move on to let's do cut two, Taylor, please.
Boy, what a good name for this line, the chump line. You are such a chump. You need to get with your own program. I was listening to your cut 32 on Biden, and you're talking about how he said GDP instead of DGP instead of GDP. Maybe you should stop harping on all the foolish little faux pas that he or whoever makes when you're talking about acronyms and, all the alphabet soup, EPA, DEP, GDP, and USA, who knows? You guys need to really, like I said, get your act together, because you should be calling your own chump line, you chump.
Think he's a little sensitive about this?
Seriously.
If it was only one GDP, but that same week he called alcohol, tobacco, and firearm AFT, which is Mrs. Pirro's teachers union, most likely.
Right, and he makes these mistakes, like you pointed out, Howie, constantly, and also when he's on teleprompter, when he's
exactly that's he does it with the aid of a teleprompter.
Yeah, and when Trump would make one mistake, or even if Trump would make a joke, they would take it out of context to make it seem like a verbal gaffe. So the fact that this guy makes a million when he's got cue cards in front of him,
it's... Joe Biden tries to tell jokes and gaffes anyway.
Yeah, it's rough.
I'm just looking at. I just did. I did something for my next column on this. I have all this stuff. All this stuff transcribed. I hope the listeners reading that, thinking, still listening to the show, because he's going to see it all transcribed. He called the second action, he referred to it as the section action. And then he says you can't yell crowd in a crowded theater. And then he talked, what did he really say with the stabilizing brace, shook in a pencil? Is that what he said, Taylor? Shook in a pencil?
Something like that. Hooked on a pencil?
People liked your column, Howie, about the pencil.
That's what... There'll be more on the... and, of course, calling it the Alcapol, Tobacco, and Firearms. Alcapol, Tobacco, and Firearms.
Yeah. And next up, Howie, we have a comment here. Once again, you tweeted out one of your columns. Oh, no, Howie. This is actually from... You tweeted out my Hunter Biden column. And someone said, only the Herald would post this drivel. Who gives a rat's behind about H. Biden? Why not focus on all the positive things our president is doing, unlike the orange clown who encouraged domestic terrorists to trash and kill at the U.S. Capitol?
To trash and kill. How many people were actually murdered at the Capitol?
One.
Right. And she was a Trump supporter who was shot by a...
We still don't have the name yet, I don't think.
But it's a U.S. Capitol cop.
Yes.
But that was an insurrection. They're still talking about this as an insurrection. They're not talking about the Nation of Islam guy who came and killed a Capitol cop. They're not talking about the terrorist from Syria who killed the 10 people in Boulder, Colorado. They're not talking about any of these murders that I was talking about earlier in the day, or attempted murders of cops in Carrollton, Georgia, and the cop in New Mexico. They're not concerned about any of that. All they care about is the insurrection.
By the way, Howie, this person wrote on Twitter, listening to Howie Carr in Cape Cod, he is a GOP agenda-bound troll. All childish insults.
No, I think they're really sophisticated insults.
Okay, and we have two more messages to get to. Let's do cut three, please, Taylor.
Well, this has to be a record. It only took me 15 minutes to change the channel because of your who gives a stories. Real, where do you find these things? Aren't you supposed to be doing this during the day so you can have a good show? You lazy bum.
I don't know what stories he's referring to.
Why don't we have more stories on the insurrection?
I like how he says he changed the channel.
And it's still, you still hear it in the background.
Hear you in the background, yes.
Yeah. That's the thing, Howie. They hate you, but they can't quit you.
I know. And you know what else they can't quit doing?
What?
Drinking.
Yeah. Well, that... The two go hand in hand. Hating Howie Carr, enjoying a nice drink. They kind of go together. And lastly, Howie, I'll play one more. It would not be fair if I did not include some of my own hate voicemails. This is cut four.
Hey, Grace, somebody known as Balloonhead probably shouldn't be having her hair blown out. What happens if too much air goes in your balloon head and your balloon head pops? Then what?
Can you believe it? Balloonhead now has followers. He has acolytes.
Oh, I thought you meant me.
No, I know, but he's not the original guy with Balloonhead, is he? I don't think
no,
he is.
No, that
right.
was the guy that he, was that just called that said he changed the channel.
Yeah, he has impersonators now.
Wow.
It's like copycat crime.
508 says the caller wants more stories on the erection insurrection.
Okay,
that's right.
Chuck Schumer.
That's right. Yeah, it's not only Nancy Pelosi and Joe Biden who can't speak correctly.
Well, what did Nancy Pelosi say about Trump's? She was trying to say erratic behavior. She said erotic behavior.
Right. She said a lot of crazy stuff. How about George saying George? If this legislation is worthy of George Kirby, remember that one?
Yeah, she's had a few mix-ups in the past. By the way, guys, one more time, Hate Mail Monday, as always, is brought to you by Piantedosi Baking Company, celebrating over 100 years of baking excellence since 1916. We love Piantedosi bread. They're the best in the business. Keep sending in your hate. Keep hating on Howie. Howie, you posted a picture of you and Mr. Gunner, and
yes.
I'm happy to report that there was not one hateful message. Even
oh,
some of
that's
your
good.
Even some of your haters wrote, "This is a nice picture, Howie, and sorry that you miss Gunner."
I do miss Gunner. Perhaps there'll someday be a replacement for Gunner.
Gunner
I'm keeping
Jr.
My fingers crossed.
Gunner 2.
Gunner 2. The Gunner 2. Thanks, Howie.
I hope it's better than Pirates of the Caribbean 2 or 3 or 4 or 5, whatever. What,
why did you subject yourself to that?
Howie, one of those movies is called The Black Pearl, I think.
Yeah, it is.
That was one of them. And I kept saying, The Black Pearl? This sounds like with my dog. That was my dog's name, Pearl. And
that's
she was
how they
black.
Roped him in.
Roped me in for a few minutes. It was, geez, I just couldn't believe how bad it
is
was.
Is this a dog biography? Oh, boy.
All right. Thank you, Grace.
Thanks, Adam.
Allergy season is here, and that means one thing. You need the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. Warmer temps are creeping up, and that means you're going to want to open those doors and windows. Pollen is going to come in, and when it does, you're going to need the Thunderstorm Air Purifier. One user wrote, "The Thunderstorm does what it claims to do. It is definitely effective on my husband's allergies, sneezing, runny nose, and coughing."
I found myself opening the windows over the weekend. It was nice up here. It wasn't raining the whole time like it was down there. And you're absolutely right. I'm getting a little more stuffed up being at home. So I moved the Thunderstorm from downstairs to upstairs, and I'm waking up clear-headed.
That's good to know. The Thunderstorm is a small device you can hold in your hand and plug into your electrical outlet or into your car by USB cable to purify the air. And the great part of it is it costs well under $100. The Thunderstorm air purifier works like a real thunderstorm. It quietly sends out super oxygen and ions to kill odors in your room and purify the air. Many use it to remove pet smells for pollen, kitchen, musty basements, tobacco, or any other unwanted odors. You need the Thunderstorm. Right now, you can get the Thunderstorm at the lowest price available. Just use code word Howie, and you will save an additional $10 off the sale price and free shipping. Go to EdenPure.com, click on the radio banner, and put code word Howie at checkout. That's EdenPure.com, radio banner, and code word Howie. With the Eden Pure Thunderstorm, your problem rooms will no longer be a problem. I'm Howie Carr.
Keep it here. The captain will be back after this.
You gotta ask yourself a question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
The Howie Carr Show.
+844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. We've talked about it in the past, about what happened in Windham, New Hampshire on November 3rd, 2020, in the state reps race. They have more state reps in New Hampshire than any other state in the union, over 400. And so this town of Windham, which is a pretty small place, has four state reps. And So the results seemed kind of skewed when the election returns came out, so they did a recount. And each Republican was shorted by just about exactly 300 votes, somewhere between 298 and 302. So they did the recount, and no results were changed. The Republicans all won. But it seemed rather odd that a machine count would shortchange every Republican candidate by almost the exact same number of votes. It also seemed odd, too, that Biden won the state easily, but on the other hand, Governor Sununu was reelected by a fairly hefty margin, and the Republicans took over both branches of the legislature. They picked up, I think, 60 seats in the state House of Representatives. So now the governor of New Hampshire, Chris Sununu, has just signed a bill into law that mandates an audit of the election results in 2020 in Windham, New Hampshire, just the state reps race. And this is the town where Corey Lewandowski lives. And he hadn't told the president about it. I saw the president a couple of months ago at Mar-a-Lago, and he said, "What's going on?" And I told him about what was happening in Windham. And he was not shocked, but it was just another bit of evidence about his in support of his theories about what went on in the election. 844-500-4242. Joe, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, hi, Howie. I heard your show earlier. You're talking about all the houses that the Democrats and the activists, Black Lives Matter, they grafted off all the contributions. But I just wanted to know, you mentioned Bernie Sanders. Now, I know, third, fourth hand, but the last chalet he purchased, or the Democrat National Committee purchased for him back in 2016, as you recall, they really messed them up in the primary for Hillary Clinton.
Yes.
And then when Hillary Clinton won it, at the convention, they were worried that all his supporters were going to just stay home. So what they did, they bought him a $875,000 chalet on Lake Champlain.
Well, I don't know if they did it or not, but they set him up with these book contracts. You know, he gets this, that's what they're saying with this woman from Black Lives Matter, that her husband got a book contract that it sold very well. So it's like the somehow the Democrats get bigger advances than the Republicans, believe it or not. That's another long-term situation. I'm Howie Carr.